we always do famous Rashis. So famous, famous Rashis in Ha'azinu would take us a long time. So we're going to do a super world famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu is a Shira. It's like a poem. And the Ramban explains how Ha'azinu goes through Jewish history. And he tells you each pasuk by pasuk what happened in this pasuk in Jewish history that happened that he was aware of. And then he says, and the rest of it is Jewish history. And then the Ramban says as follows, at the very end of the parsha. The Ramban says, Hashira hazos havtacha mevu'eres v'gul ha'asida. This Shira is a promise for the future Geula, because the end of Ha'azinu refers to the future Geula. And that's what the Sifri says. And then he says as follows, Yesh ba l'sha'avar, Yesh ba l'asid lavo. This poem has the past in it, has the future in it. V'yesh ba olam haza, v'yesh ba olam haba. It has remez to olam haza, olam haba. And then he says, Hiskir kol, says Vayava Moshe Vaydaber as Kol Dibei Ashira. It says Kol. Kol always includes it's Merabe. It adds something. What does Kol teach you? This is the sentence. Lahagi Chi Koleles Kol Haasidos Lamo. This parsha of Ha'azinu has all of the future events of Jewish history. The Ramban says that if you know how to read Chumash properly, all of Jewish history is in Ha'azinu. That's what he says. Okay. There's something called absolute truth. We live in a generation where that phrase is like, ooh, absolute truth. Oh, you can't say that. The Torah is absolute truth. Hashem's stamp is emes. Whatever's in the Torah is true. It's not sort of true. It's true. The Maggid believes in moral relativism. What do you mean? I do what I want. Just because you say that, I want to say something different. We don't believe that. We believe whatever Hashem says is correct. And if you're against the Torah, so it's incorrect. Now. So, Ha'azinu is absolute truth. It's a nevuah for the whole future of the world. And the Rambam points out, many psukim in Ha'azinu hint at things that happened after the Ramban died. Modern history. The Ramban was a Rishon. Now. The Ramban had a Talmud named Avner. This is in the books. And Avner went way off the derech. Avner was the Ramban's Talmud, way off the derech. It says in the books that Avner once on Yom Kippur, he brought a pig in front of the Ramban, he shechted it on Yom Kippur, cooked it and ate it. I said, Rebbe, how many averis did I do just now? So he had a machlokas, five kareis, six, whatever. As one of our Rebbeim said, he went way off the derech. He was way off the derech. On Yom Kippur, in front of his Rebbe. Now, back then, people that went off the derech knew something. Nowadays, people all in or just don't know anything, but he knew a lot. So the Ramban asked his Talmud, Avner, what happened to you? You used to be a Talmud of mine. What are you called, crazy? Eating on Yom Kippur, tray food, meat and milk, what are you, crazy? What happened to you? So Avner said to the Ramban, it's your fault that I'm off the derech. He said, what do you mean? He said, you were giving Shir and Parsha, and you said that Ha'azinu has all of Jewish history in it. And I said, that's ridiculous. This little poem, all of history, it can't be. And if my Rebbe could say something so crazy and wild and just out to lunch, I'm out of here. And I said, I'm leaving you, I'm leaving the Torah. It can't be. The Torah is crazy. The Torah is, none of this is true here. You're it's a cult. You're making it up. I'm out of here. So the Ramban says, but it's true. It is all in Ha'azinu. And that's what he writes in his Parish on Chumash. So Avner said to him, this is in the books. Avner said, so where am I in Ha'azinu? So it says that the Ramban said, give me a few minutes. So as he said, it's Tfilah. He asked Hashem for Siyata Deshmaya. And he thought for a while, and then he found the Pasuk. He found the Pasuk. This is going to give you the chills. He found the pasuk. Here's the pasuk. This pasuk is in Ha'azinu.
Afayim. Amarti Afayim. Ashpita. Thank you.
May Enosh Zichron.
Thank you. Ashpita. May Enosh Zichron. I'll be angry at them, and I will wipe out their memory from humankind. But they'll be gone from history forever. So the third letter of all of these words in a row is an Aleph, his third letter, a Beis, a Nun, and a Resh. He said, that's you, Avner. You're gone. You leave Torah. You leave Judaism. You reject me.
That's crazy.
You're going to, Hashem's angry at you, Afayim, and you're going to be wiped out forever.
What are you translating to?
Here, let me see.
That's a good translation here.
Afayim means I'll be angry at you. I will cause their memory to cease from man. In other words, people that stay religious, they're in the Masorah, and then their kids, their grandkids, their descendants, their students. When you leave, so you end up being nobody. You're remembered only because you were forgotten, because that's the story. Then there are two versions whether it has a happy ending or not. Some hold, oh, he was so taken, he came back, and some hold, he didn't. Anyway. Guys, hold on. Guys, this is powerful stuff. The Torah is true. And what Chazal tell us is true. And if Chazal tell us that Jewish history is in Ha'azinu, it is. And if the Torah tells us something's wrong, then it's wrong. Even if in the modern world the winds are blowing in a different direction, this is what Ravina talks about so often, different things that the world thinks is okay and normal. You can't go against the Torah. Yeah, but I have a question. How does this make sense? Are we afraid of questions?
No.
No. You're allowed to ask questions. We discussed this. This is a big yisod. This will be a Musar Shmuz hopefully one day. You're not allowed to make fun of this, or you can ask questions. You can't make fun. We're not afraid of questions. And you can ask questions, and then people deal with them. Then articles are written, and people answer the questions. People who know enough to answer.
Regarding the idea of absolute truth, there's a very important comment of the Ramban at the end of Perek Kav Zayin in Parshas Kisavo. It's the last Oru. Oru shelo yakim es divrei haTorah azos. Cursed is the one who doesn't uphold the words of the Torah. What does that mean exactly? There are many pshatim. The Ramban says that one of the pshatim is that someone who, that this pasuk means that a person has to accept the Torah's validity in full. A person cannot claim this mitzvah is not relevant, this mitzvah doesn't apply to me. This is a very big deal. For a person to say, right now this mitzvah is too hard for me, I'm not able to do it, that happens. It's not a good thing. It happens. That person is not violating this curse. But a person who rejects a mitzvah, this mitzvah doesn't make sense, this mitzvah goes against what's real morality, this mitzvah doesn't apply anymore, that's a terrible, terrible aveira. It's a huge mistake. A person who thinks like that, it's a very, very large first step towards assimilation. Why? Because if a person, well, first of all, you're violating this curse. Fine. If a person feels that he can stand in judgment on the Torah, then the other 612 mitzvot, which he's still doing, he's doing because he believes in them, and not because Hashem commanded him. Once you reject one mitzvah, for whatever the reason, then you're the arbiter, and in the end, you're keeping the mitzvos for your, because you want to, not because Hashem commanded. The Torah is absolute truth. The mitzvos, this week's parasha Ha'azinu, is absolute truth in the Nevuah, and this is something we all have to absorb and inculcate.
So, don't be like Avner. Now, there's an addition to this vort, the story, which I heard,
I thought the source is a Lubavitcher source, but I'm not sure. It could be others said it earlier. And the addition is that the pasuk before, the word before is amarti. And this is good chizuk for us. So amarti, the third letter is a resh. So it's Reb Avner. Meaning even when you're a Rosh HaGamur, every person has a little core of purity inside the Pinto Liyid, the Nakuda HaTemuna. I mean, this is what Rabbi Michel was discussing yesterday. Even Avner, he could have come back. Maybe he did. He could have come back. Even when you do a lot of Averas, deep down, Hashem calls you Reb Avner. That means you're a Jew. And deep down at your core, every Jew has Tara at his core. And even if we've made mistakes, we don't have Yeush. It's always possible to come back. And that's why the Torah is hinting, even Avner, the worst of the worst, Reb Avner. Yeah, he could have come back. Maybe he did. There are two versions. Maybe he did. In the old days, my muscle for never giving up was Reggie Miller. But a lot of you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Eight points in 12 seconds. The choke sign, whatever. So now you don't look at Reggie Miller. Go to last year's Super Bowl. You know, just last year's Super Bowl. You just don't give up.
I have a point on this.
So guys, here we go. So number one, message number one is the Torah is absolute truth. Don't forget that. Message number two is Ha'azinu is all of Jewish history. Look in the Sfarim. They explain step by step. It's all there. The mod events are also showing up in Ha'azinu, things that went on. Number three, the Ramban stuck to his guns. Number four, you have Sa'adi Deshmaya when you're like the Ramban. And number five, Avner's name is there in the Parsha. It's terrifying. And number six, even Avner was Reb Avner, and he could have come back. Maybe he did. And Rabbi Michel spoke very well last night, just the one sentence. He quoted Rabbeinu Yonah that being a Baal Tshuva means you're on the path of Tshuva, you're on the direction. And even if a person is, you have to make sure you're turned in the right direction. It's a beautiful idea that he said. Very important. Okay, we'll stop here. Hold on.